Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Meath County Council has been shortlisted for two awards in the Excellence in Local Government Awards 2023. One of the nominations is in the Climate Change category, where the local authority has been recognised for the Trim Air Quality Project. Anne O'Brien is Senior Staff Officer in the Environment Department's Climate Action Section.
The Trim Air Quality Project, it's funded through the Department of Rural and Community Development's Digital Innovation Programme in the amount of €163,000, with Meath County Council co-funding an additional 20%. It's an 18-month project which commenced in May 2022, and we engaged Trilateral Research as the data scientists for this project. The Trim Air Quality Project is monitoring the air quality in two locations in the town of Trim, and it will provide an online dashboard on Meath County Council's website, which is called the Mead Environment Platform, and members of the public can view and look at the air quality on this platform.
The project itself involves the installation of air quality sensors at two sites in Trim,
which are Patrick Street, where a number of schools are located, and Market Street, which is the busy main street in Trim Town. We're currently monitoring air quality at a local scale. All key EPA pollutants are used to calculate the air quality index for health, but we are particularly focused on fine particles, PM2.5, due to its well-understood harm and links to both traffic and solid fuel use, and nitrogen dioxide due to its effects on child health and its close relationship with vehicle use. The funding has also allowed us to develop the Meath Environment Platform. And this is a custom open source web application which stores and displays the air quality sensor data and integrates with Trilateral's Stride Air platform to show in-depth insights on trends and health. So simply put, this means that information on local air quality that has been recorded by the sensors will be displayed on an online platform, also known as a dashboard, on Meath County Council's website. The Mead Environment Platform we hope will launch in mid-October, and everyone will be able to access it. So this will allow air quality data to be disseminated to our local stakeholders, and the data on the platform will be used to inform our community through graphs and visualizations, which will inform and help the community visualize the trends in air quality in the town.
One of the key parts of the Trim Air Quality Project has been getting the local community involved.
Well, we've shared a range of information about the project at quite a number of workshops and local school events in Trim. We've had six classes, both from primary and secondary schools, taking part in engagement sessions and two public meetings to raise awareness of the project's goals. We're now planning a large-scale science fair event for primary and secondary school students in County Meath, which we hope will take place during Science Week in November.
The public can monitor the project online, and Anne O'Brien says there are a number of benefits.
So air quality currently is recorded at a micro scale around Ireland. But a key benefit of this project is that we're looking at air quality at a micro scale, at a local scale. So by making local air quality data available, it demonstrates how climate change is a local issue that affects us all, and that it's not something happening far away from us. The project shows how climate change is a reality that concerns and affects us all. This in turn encourages behavioural change and encourages our communities to become involved in climate action and to help in building low carbon communities. The local community of Trim will be able to go to this dashboard with a view to having a look at the air quality in Trim, look at past trends and feel more involved as the drivers of air quality and how to improve it. And as I previously mentioned, anyone can access the platform and information can be downloaded and used by all, for instance, universities for research.
Meath County Council says the project fits in very well with the local authority's Climate Action Plan, which is currently being prepared and will cover the period 2024 to 2029.
One of the key objectives for Meath County Council is to achieve a 51% reduction in emissions by 2030 and to take account of cross-cutting benefits like environmental benefits, health and well-being, equity, just transition and economic opportunities. And as part of the development of the county's Climate Action Plan, it's a statutory requirement to select a decarbonising zone. A decarbonising zone, it's an area where a series of place-based climate actions and projects will be undertaken collaboratively through all stakeholders that seeks to reduce emissions and achieve behavioural change. And Meath County Council has taken a very equitable approach and actually identified 9 decarbonising zones, which are towns throughout the county with a population of over 5,000 people. And we hope to roll out this air quality project in each of our 9 decarbonising zones. So an expansion of this project would support Meath County Council's Climate Action Plan objective of reducing emissions throughout the county. But also by using evidence, in this case, localised air quality data, it will assist in creating a desire to change and improve air quality through nature-based solutions, improved infrastructure and community-based activities. Through monitoring and reporting of air quality, we'll be better placed to achieve societal behavioural change, succeed in our national and local targets and achieve an equitable and just transition.
And that's all from Ours to Protect for the moment. More details are available on lmfm.ie. Join us again at the same time next week.